This is Lewis Wallace, the managing editor here at WYSO. I'm excited to let you know we have a new project in the works. We've been visiting a women's prison, Dayton Correctional Institution, every week. This can be a hard time of year there. Here's inmate Teresa Voss.
Well, the holiday season in prison can be a very depressing time for a lot of people. We do the best that we can to try to help people come together and overcome the feelings of depression and isolation. They often have times that they can't get a hold of their family, they can't see their family, and all of these times become more evident when it's the time of year that most people on the outside world are gathering together in family units.
She was interviewed by Tyra Patterson.
You said holiday decorations. Can you elaborate on that?
We can't run down to the local store to pick up all the materials that we need to make decorations, so we have to use all of our creativity, and you would be amazed at what you can make with a piece of cardboard and a piece of paper and a glue stick.
We're doing a Community Voices class at the prison, teaching inmates to do interviews and make their own radio stories. Dayton Correctional is on Dayton's west side, and around 900 people live there. Here's some audio recorded recently in the yard.
Hello, my name is Lana Williams, and I am with WYSO 91.3 radio station here at the Dayton Correctional Institution. And I'm here with Melissa Vanover, and I just have two important questions for her. How much time do you have, and how have you managed mentally and emotionally?
I have 25 to life. I did 18 of the 25. And my foundation is spirituality. I wouldn't be where I am without the grace and mercy of God, and he rains peace on me, and that is how I do it.
I have a 10-year sentence with 4 left. Emotionally, I've managed by keeping myself busy and reaching out to others so they won't make the same mistakes I did.
Well, when I first got to prison, I used to always cry because I wanted to go home. But then I just took it to be a strong person. I did the crime, so I got to do the time. I just talk to my family every day to get through my problems.
I have 18 years, and my time will be up next year, September the 6th of 2016. And how I've managed my time is I just stay true to myself. When he told me 18 years, I said, as long as I stay true to myself and don't be someone and something that I'm not, my time will go easy. And I just stay away from the drama because I know how females are.
Well, I did 6 years. I have 9 months left, and I just stay busy and try to take my mind off of things, and my time went fast.
I have a sentence of 9 months right now, and I basically just stay focused and try to just keep as busy as possible and keep my faith in God strong.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Brianna.
That piece was conceived and recorded by Lana Williams and Tyra Patterson. The women in DCI are at every security level from all over the state and reflect a huge range of life experiences. But for context, Black women are incarcerated at twice the rate of white women, and Ohio has the 4th largest women's prison population in the country. Here are some more voices from inside the prison.
Hello, I'm Rosaria. This is Lashay, and we're with WYSO radio station. If you want to give a gift to someone for Christmas, what would it be and why?
I would give my father better health and strength.
I would give the gift of world peace and just peace, period, to everyone. Because with peace, this way everyone would be able to live a better life.
The gift of freedom.
Give to the homeless everything I have because I know they need it. And if I got more than them, I will give it.
I will give all, I want to cry. I will give all the homeless kids. Don't cry. Place to stay. And I will give all the kids that don't have no food to eat.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. See you guys later.
That piece conceived and recorded by Rosaria Slayton-Jones and Lashay Landry. And thanks to WYSO volunteer Vanita Kelly for production support. This is a preview of the striking sounds you'll hear this winter from Community Voices at Dayton Correctional Institution, a series by and about prisoners and their lives.
Prison. 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 Prison.
If you could hold on to one memory from your life forever, what would that be?
For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.